Good morning and welcome to our adventure in consciousness. And as we prepare our consciousness to share this message from the Center for Enlightenment, we're going to align with each other and align with our own higher selves with the prescription for spiritual alignment. So just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. As we join together in these words, we are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And now as we gather our energy together, we join our hearts and our consciousness together, and we are ready to experience that which we came here to experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Well, welcome to this adventure in consciousness, which is a loaded word. I saw the other day a bumper sticker on somebody's car saying life is consciousness. And it brought me back to a day many decades ago when I was in college, when people really didn't use the word consciousness much. But occasionally I'd find it in a book, or I'd learn about it from a teacher, or I grew up in a church that was rather progressive. And so when I went to college and there was a class offered in the philosophy department on metaphysics, I thought, oh, this will be great. I'm going to learn all about spirituality and consciousness. But to my chagrin, the very first day, I found that the teacher had an aversion and a hostility towards anything that I thought was spiritual. And so I just kept my mouth shut during that class and listened to him talk about how everything was material and intellectual. And it was a very different understanding of consciousness and metaphysics than I'd ever heard. So when he gave us our final assignment, which was we had to give an oral presentation as well as write a paper to back that up, I was really excited about it because now I can finally get into what I thought was consciousness and spirituality. But it didn't work out too well. And it really brings me to this question of what does the word consciousness mean? Because my talk was going to be on higher consciousness. And as soon as I stood up there, it became really apparent that the teacher was going to turn it into a debate. Now, everybody else got to give their presentations, but I wasn't going to get off so easy. He knew what I believed, and he definitely didn't like this consciousness business. So as soon as I got up there and I said something about higher consciousness, he interrupted me, which shocked me and the class. And he said, what do you mean higher? And what's this term consciousness? Do you even know what that means? And I tried to answer his question, and he, of course, was talking circles around me, and I realized that I really didn't have a good answer for him. And furthermore, the only way I could get out of it was to turn my presentation into a spontaneous comedy routine in which I satirized spiritual teachers and teachings, which got a lot of laughs from the class and shut him up and got me a B. So I'm grateful for that. But there's something that, as I thought back on that experience, I realized that he really had a point, that I really didn't know what this word consciousness was or what consciousness was. And my understanding of higher consciousness was something that I'd gotten from books or from people that I'd listened to. But there was something about consciousness that I really was missing. It was an experience, because consciousness is truly an experience. Now, today we have the advantage of Jane Hart's teachings in the self-study lessons on consciousness. This lesson, which you can find on the website under self-study lessons, and you scroll down and you click on consciousness, has three simple chapters and maybe five questions that really distill the idea of consciousness down to its basic essence. You see, when Jane created these self-study lessons, having her students compile these teachings from hundreds and hundreds of hours of her classes and her writings, and then she distilled them down into just a few questions and answers. What she did was that she got all the hoo-ha and all the fluff out of the way and really honed in on what consciousness was, which is something that, despite his intentions, I think my teacher really wanted me to do. And now today, I'm grateful that I have these teachings and that the teachings that Jane has shared with me over the last 25 years or so have helped to bring me to the threshold of an experience of consciousness, that it isn't just something in a book, that it isn't just something I learned from somebody teaching about it. How do you feel about this consciousness question? This idea of you being consciousness and having an experience of consciousness. Have you ever asked yourself about this? Well, Jane starts off the lesson by asking, what is consciousness? And her answer starts with, consciousness is your awareness of your own state of being. That's about as simple as it gets. Consciousness is your awareness of your own state of being. So, awareness. It's like my mind is a flashlight. My consciousness is a flashlight, and I am aware of that which I'm shining it on. Jane has talked about that many times. And that flashlight is my consciousness. It is my awareness of my state of being. Now, I think in our world, the world around us, we're not focused on being. In fact, most of us don't give much value to being. I mean, you can't measure being. It isn't something you can put in the bank. You can't hold it in your hands. Being isn't something that you do. Being is something that's an essence of who you are. It's very abstract. And in our world, where do we put our value? Our world, your world, puts value into doing, accomplishing things, making things happen, acting in an outer way physically, acting emotionally, acting mentally. These are all things that we really value. And even more than that, in our culture, we value having, which is when you take that being that you are, you put it into action through doing, and then you end up accumulating experiences and things, money and possessions, relationships, and different kinds of outer experiences. But here, Jane is saying that the essence of your being is your consciousness. Your consciousness isn't any of those things. It's nothing in the outer world. And it's the one true and only valuable thing that you experience. The doing comes forth from it, and it's a natural expression. And the having, well, we all have things, but none of these things define us. What we're defined by is our being, our, what she calls, state of being. And that awareness of the state of being that you are is your consciousness. Your consciousness is when you take that flashlight and you shine it into your experience. And that consciousness is something that will never be taken away from you. Your consciousness is what you came into this life with. Your consciousness is that which you will leave this life with. Your consciousness is that essential part of you. Well, she goes on to say, your consciousness is the self-awareness of your own existence, thoughts, and experiences. In the simplest definition, your consciousness is what you're conscious of. It's what you're aware of. And it's that which you're aware of in your existence, your thoughts, and your experiences. And so just kind of play with this for a moment. Get into that feeling, that awareness, that feeling awareness of I am consciousness. I am being, actively being. What was called thousands of years ago, I am that I am. That is consciousness. And she goes on to say, consciousness is that within you that is growing and awakening into infinite beingness. And so my consciousness right here at this point in my evolution seems to be kind of limited. It's a partial consciousness. It's just moved so far along the journey, the path of life. But there's more. And in this sentence, Jane is saying there's a more to you, that there is an infinite awareness, an infinite beingness. And your consciousness is growing and awakening. That means it's evolving and expanding and moving forward and moving ahead. And the consciousness that you're in right now hardly holds a candle to the consciousness which you're awakening in your infinite being that is coming forth in you. Life is an adventure of consciousness. Life is a journey of consciousness, a journey of infinite awareness that we awaken to over time. In potential, the infinite awareness, the infinite beingness of who you are has always been there and always will be there. But you haven't been conscious of it yet. Your flashlight has been a very narrow beam. But now as you expand your consciousness and you expand your awareness, you take in more and more of the who that you are, and you let that in to the self that you are. And it's like you awaken to all the potential that always was and always will be, but that you just weren't quite ready to be aware of. Again, she says, the consciousness is growing and awakening. And so the process of enlightenment, the center for enlightenment that is within you, is a process of growing and awakening. And there's lots of ups and downs. There's struggles. There are times that feel like triumphs. There's all kinds of things. And it's an incredible, fabulous adventure. It's a journey, yes, but it's an adventure because no two days are the same. No two experiences are alike. And your consciousness today is very different than it was a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. Look back over your life and see how far you've come. Think about, without getting into guilt or self-recrimination, think about times in your life when you were limiting yourself. You were expressing from a limited consciousness. You weren't expressing from the consciousness perhaps that you're in right now, or the allness that you truly are. And now think of how far you've come, the experiences that have brought you to this place, the experiences that have carried you along the journey, along the path of life, so that you have awakened more and more into who you are. And those mistakes you made in the past, you wouldn't make them now. And where you're at right now, well, you can project into the future and realize that where you're at right now and all those limitations won't be there. And that's a sense of hope and freedom. And it gives a feeling of responsibility, because I am taking responsibility. You are taking responsibility for your soul's evolution in consciousness. And so you're growing into more than you ever have been in the past. You're growing into more than you are right now. And that is a real, for me, it's a joy. It's exciting. And it's a great adventure to be on this journey in consciousness. Jane wrote, "You are always passing from one state of consciousness into another. You are always passing from one state of consciousness into another. You're not a finished product. The universe isn't finished with you yet. Whatever positive accomplishments that you have done and whatever negative things that you feel that you've done, this doesn't define you. Your past has nothing to do with your beingness. It's just a signpost on your journey. It's just a way station. It's just a stump along the way of your journey in consciousness." Well, then Jane asked the question, "What am I?" I mean, isn't this the essential question? What am I? If I'd asked my metaphysics professor, "What am I?" he would have said, "Well, I'm material, I'm flesh and blood, and that's all I am. It's all physical, it's all materialistic." Perhaps there are other people who think, "I'm my fame or my wealth, or I'm my adulation that other people give me, or I'm my fulfillment of these desires." But you have evolved to the place on your path where you aren't limited any longer. You are seeing yourself as a soul in evolution. And the answer to your question, "What am I?" is a very different thing than it was at a more primitive place in the past on your journey. It's exciting to know that the answer to the question, "What am I?" also evolves and changes in consciousness. And Jane wrote, "You are consciousness. You are not your form or your personality." Even those of us who are on the spiritual path, and I noticed this for myself, have a tendency to identify our consciousness or ourselves with our form, with the formed life that we have around us, the status we have, the material objects, all those things, and the personality self that is defined by its personal desires. But that's not who you are. You are consciousness. She says, "You have evolved in consciousness for eons and are now asking the question, what am I?" You know, there was some point on your journey in some past life long, long ago, and believe me, it goes back thousands and thousands of years, when that evolving primitive self of you asked the question, "What am I?" And that began the process. It started the ball rolling of your spiritual growth, of going into a greater and greater awareness of the who that you are. And this also happened in this lifetime. There was a time when you were very, very young, when you asked yourself the question, "What am I?" And you looked at life in a very different way, perhaps, than the people around you. That's why you're in this class. And you looked around you and you saw that maybe what you were wasn't what everybody else was saying, and wasn't what you were being taught in Sunday school, and wasn't what you were being taught in school. And what you are is consciousness. Jane says, "You are moving into a new awareness of who you are. You are now ready to actively take part in the expansion of that consciousness." So you are moving into a new awareness of who you are. Even though I felt like I've been studying religion or spirituality or philosophy or consciousness ever since I was fairly young, my understanding of things is so different now than it was when I was younger. Even my understanding of spirituality has expanded in my awareness. Jane says, "You are moving into a new awareness of who you are." And I can see as I've embarked on different chapters in my journey of the expansion of consciousness, that I don't see things. By the end of that chapter, I saw things in a completely different way. And the interesting thing is that it was often, in fact, most often, the difficult, challenging experiences that I had an aversion to that grew me the most in consciousness, that evolved and expanded my understanding of who I am more than all the book learning from spiritual teachers or all of the lectures or even all the years that I spent teaching certain religious or spiritual concepts, that it's often the somewhat rude adjustments that have to be made within consciousness in the face of very difficult situations that crack open that eggshell and let out the inner essence. Then Jane asks the question, well, what does it mean to be conscious? And her answer begins, you are a being. And again, in this world that we are all sharing, with all of its politics and war and all of the disease and all the difficult things that seem to be going on, there's one thing that's inviolable. There's one thing that never diminishes. It doesn't matter whether things are going the way we'd like them to or not the way we like them to. You are a being, and everyone else is too. And this world is a crucible. It's a great experience of the unfoldment of being for everybody, even the people who don't seem, to our judgment, to be conscious. You are a being. And to the extent that you focus your attention in your life on your being and not in your doing and accomplishing and not in your having and material things, but on being, to that extent, you have something that gives you a sense of peace, a sense of well-being, because it's something that can't be affected by any of this out here. It's not something that you have to make happen or impose from the outside in. It's something that's innate to you, and that your growth in consciousness, your awakening in consciousness, is just awakening to that being that always was and always will be. She says, you are a being that is conscious. And then she said, and I remember her saying this in a class, you are a being that is consciousness. I'm going to repeat that. You are a being that is conscious. Although this lesson that is in the self-study lessons was written down by the students and Jane edited it and we put it out as something written, I remember sitting in the class when she actually said those words. You are a being. I'm going to repeat that. You are a being that is conscious. And that is the most liberating thing that there can possibly be, because there's no limitation to being. Being is infinite. Being has no physical definition. Being isn't anything even that you can describe with words. It is a direct experience of who you are. And then she talks a little about evolution. You have moved from the many stages of consciousness that you have had to the point now where you are more interested in understanding your journey of awareness. So life is really a matter of moving forward, moving ahead, expanding, moving beyond the limitations of where we might be right now. And you have moved. You have moved through these many stages of consciousness, beginning with the most primitive form and moving through the plant and the animal and finally the human form, and you are ready to move in consciousness to a greater consciousness form. It's not even a form, to a greater consciousness, which is your next step in your spiritual awareness. It's the enlightenment that is within you. All this time that you have been evolving, Jane says, you have been growing and changing. and you have gained more and more conscious awareness. Now, there's something about this that hints at the fact that your growth in consciousness is a step-by-step process. It is done in incremental stages. It is done slowly, but surely. And I've heard Jane say this 50 times, slowly, but surely. We have to stay with it. We've got to stay on it. We've got to be intentional and disciplined as we do this work. But one thing we cannot be is impatient, because this is a journey that requires infinite patience. And I remember that quote I once read, infinite patience produces immediate results. And so if you're infinitely patient, your journey will evolve at a much more acceptable rate. But your patience is required, because this is a process of evolution. And as you can look around you at the physical world that's evolved, it takes eons of time for evolution to take place. And for your soul, although you can make relatively swift progress to the extent that you're focused and you have a desire and a commitment to it, you also have to understand it's a step-by-step incremental journey of consciousness that is a slow but sure process. She says that you have gained more and more conscious awareness, and it is a part of who you are. So this conscious awareness, and this sounds kind of funny, it's a part of who you are, because the allness of who you are is what you're growing into. You're growing into the awareness of your whole self. But right now, what you see is a part of who you are, and you're growing into more and more of it. I know that there's a chapter in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools, called You Are 9/10 Subconscious and 1/10 Conscious. And she says the process of growing in consciousness is to grow from 1/10 conscious to 2/10 conscious to 3/10 conscious. And enlightenment is when you are 100% conscious. And this journey is a matter of allowing to surface from your subconscious mind anything that is frozen there, that is stuck there, thought forms and patterns that haven't been resolved or healed, that you've carried with you through many lifetimes. And these things come to the surface. In fact, the experiences of life tend to be that light from above that tends to free up those experiences. And your spiritual journey, your spiritual yearning brings down that light and focuses it so that more and more of the iceberg of consciousness can melt, so that you can be more and more conscious within your beingness. You are not a limited being. You are an unlimited being, but you are growing in your conscious awareness of that unlimited being. Now, Jane asks the rhetorical question. She says, what do you mean that I am a consciousness? Well, she says, ask yourself, who am I? Who is this sitting here thinking? I will agree that I'm a consciousness, because what else am I? I'm a consciousness sitting in this body. I'm moving my hands and my knees, but what or who is moving them? Who is telling me to move them? And then her answer is, your consciousness. Now, I love this. This was a playful thing in a class that she did once. And I'm just going to repeat it, because it can give you a different angle on this awareness of consciousness. What do you mean that I am conscious? Ask yourself, who am I? Who is sitting here thinking? I will agree that I'm a consciousness, because what else am I? I'm a consciousness sitting in this body, but I'm moving my hands and my knees. But what or who is moving them? Who is telling me to move them? Your consciousness. Your consciousness is most often experienced by you as your observer self. As you train yourself to observe your consciousness, observe your life, observe your thinking and your feeling and your experiences, you withdraw your attention more and more from the limited self and move into your unlimited self. And that observer self has that flashlight that will shine upon the experiences within you and outside of you. And that is the consciousness that you are. Jane asks, how is consciousness part of the spiritual journey? How is consciousness part of your spiritual journey? She says, you are on a journey from human finite consciousness into infinite consciousness. So the human consciousness, what's called the third dimensional or the third level consciousness, is finite. It's defined by things in life. It's defined by ups and downs. It dwells in the intellect, in the emotions, and in physical sensations. And that human consciousness wasn't a mistake, wasn't something terrible or something bad. It got you where you are. It got you into this school. You know, so often in life, I think about things that I've done or states of consciousness I've been in that were limited or even negative. And I have to do the forgiveness work that says, at least that consciousness got me into this school. It was the evolutionary step that I needed to take to get me into the school of consciousness that this Center for Enlightenment represents, that is always growing, always learning, but now has a focus to move into the fourth dimension of consciousness, that higher consciousness. Jane says, there are many aspects to your spiritual awakening, and you won't get it all done in one lifetime. But you are on your way to discover your true self, learning one step at a time. So here she talks about that there are many lifetimes, that reincarnation and the understanding of yourself as the evolving soul incarnating in many different lifetimes is crucial to having the patience and the understanding to be gentle with yourself as you move forward on your journey. And this is so important as we move in consciousness, is to be gentle with ourselves. Do you ever beat yourself up? I know I do. And that's my call to forgiveness. That's when my soul is saying to me, Greg, it's time for you to lay down your hammer and to stop beating yourself up and start learning from things, using these experiences of life as a stepping stone on the journey moving forward, and understand that every experience in life was necessary to bring you to this level of consciousness, to get you into this spiritual fourth dimensional school, which is represented by this Center for Enlightenment. And Jane asks, what are you aware of right now? And so I'm just going to ask you to take a deep breath and just relax and ask yourself, what am I aware of right now? Are there birds chirping outside? Where's the light coming from? Do you notice feelings within your body? Is there a rumbly in your tumbly? Can you feel your heart beating? You feel a little groggy or out of sorts, or do you feel focused, clear, and aware? What are you aware of right now? That is your consciousness. And that is your observer self. And then she asks, what are you ready to do to actively take part in the expansion of your consciousness? You see, this journey of expanding consciousness is a journey of desire, yes, you have to have a desire for it and a commitment to back up that desire. And then you bring your will to bear to back up that desire and commitment. But it takes discipline. And discipline is that decision day by day to do something to support your journey in consciousness. Jane's question, what are you ready to do to actively take part in the expansion of your consciousness? Is really asking you, do you meditate? every day, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day? Do you take that time to place your value, your treasure in your consciousness and its expansion? Do you practice your observer self every day, observing your thoughts, noticing them without judgment, being aware of what you're feeling and allowing the feelings to move, journaling out those feelings when you get to a stuck one, one that's a little bit tough, and exploring and finding out more about the who that you are? And do you take that extra step beyond journaling to practicing the 7 steps for successful life transitions, which is found on the website and in the book Spiritual Power Tools, and journaling out those questions and meditating and taking yourself or other people or situations up the 7 steps, but especially those limited emotional states that you become aware of using your observer self? And these are the big guns. It's the time when you really find that your journaling questions don't quite get to the heart of it and you've got something more to do. Then it's time to bring out the 7 steps and to do that work. And what you find is that you continually are on a journey of expanding your consciousness. And it's your active participation through taking these steps in that journey of the evolution of your consciousness. So, Jane asks, how does my consciousness evolve? And she answers, interestingly enough, that it's not the physical evolution, the evolution that we learn about scientifically that she's talking about, it's soul evolution. She says, though your form evolved through various incarnations, from amoebas through minerals, plants, animals, and humans, evolution is really the story of the evolution of your consciousness and not the evolution of your form. So she's saying, yes, the form evolves. And yes, you've had many different experiences on many different levels as you have evolved on this journey. But it's the evolution of consciousness that's really the important thing, because let's face it, the forms come into being and they die. The forms come and they go. Everything in the formed world is temporary and impermanent. But the one thing that you have that constantly evolves and grows and changes, and which you have as an inner identity within you, is this evolving consciousness within you. And then she asked that loaded question, what is conscious soul evolution? Well, what is conscious soul evolution? Conscious soul evolution, she says, is the process of becoming conscious of your whole self and awakening to the reality that you are a soul, not a limited personality ego. You are a soul, not a limited personality ego. You know, so many conflicts that I've had with people in my life have been solved when I finally got to the point where I realized I'm not an ego. I'm not a limited personality. And they are not an ego. They're not a limited personality. We are souls in evolution. And on the level of the soul, there's a lot of grace that you can give to yourself and to others. On the level of the soul, you see it all as a journey of expansion in consciousness and learning and growing. And then you can let go of the rights and wrongs and the politics of the day and the problems that we're having in the world. And you can focus on what's really essential, your consciousness. She says, conscious soul evolution is the process of becoming increasingly conscious of your whole self. Your whole self is your fourth dimensional consciousness. It's your center for enlightenment within you. It is your greater consciousness, and you gradually become conscious of it over time. She says, evolving in consciousness means actively participating and cooperating with the awakening process in your life to work in the best interest of your soul. So evolving in your consciousness means you actively participate. You take your discipline and you put it to work. You use your will to back up your commitment and your desire to grow spiritually. And in doing that, you're cooperating with the awakening process. And the beauty of this is that it's a natural process. It's a process that is led by spiritual forces from within your being. And you can trust in the evolutionary process of your being. You don't have to push it. I used to imagine myself pushing my consciousness forward and realizing I might as well just give that up because that doesn't do anything for me. Instead, I am disciplined, yes. I meditate and I journal and I do my spiritual work. But the process itself is like the process of the growth of a flower. And as I've shared before, the rose is perfect at every stage of its development, as a seed, as a shoot, as a plant, with a bud, with a bloom, and even when it drops the bloom. And you, in your consciousness, are perfectly unfolding right where you are. And it's a natural process in you. Your soul process of evolution, your consciousness as it grows, is a natural thing. And you can let go into it. You can relax into it. You can just let it be. She says, it's an awakening process in which you work in the best interest of your soul. You see, you can be your soul's best friend. Instead of working against your soul, and quite often the personality just likes to fight against the soul unconsciously most of the time. But now that you've grown to this place, isn't it better to simply say to yourself, I'm going to work in the best interest of my soul. I'm going to be my soul's best friend. And I'm going to take the steps that I need to take each day in a disciplined order, orderly way, but not pushing anything, to allow the unfoldment that's natural from within my being that I facilitate through the spiritual steps that I take. And then Jane asks, almost everyone is interested in discovering and experiencing their fullest potential. But how? How do you do this? And then her answer is, desire to know, be willing to change, and take responsibility for your spiritual growth. Desire to know. Jane has said, and this was our first of all of these spiritual self-study lessons, Jane has said that desire is always the first step. Your desire sets into motion your spiritual growth. So desire to know and strengthen that desire, because that's the fuel that propels you forward. And then make a commitment to that desire. Commit to taking steps every day to enjoy this journey, to enjoy this unfoldment within your soul, and to engage with the practices that will support your natural spiritual growth from within. And then she says, be willing to change. And this is exercising the will in a new way. You know, it's taking that will, which we use and misuse in so many ways, and using that willpower to back up your commitment to your desire. And that's where you're disciplined. That's where you say, you know, right now I'm going to do some journaling rather than just watching the rerun of that television program. This is the moment in which I'm going to meditate rather than just going on my phone. This is a moment in which I'm going to take just a moment to be. I'm going to take a walk in nature. I'm going to look at the flowers and the trees around me. I'm going to breathe and I'm going to become conscious of my consciousness and my awareness. And she says, you have to take responsibility for your spiritual growth. And that responsibility is an inner choice. It's something that comes from the very essence of your being. And it's like a muscle. You build it over time. You build it every time you choose that which is in the best interest of your soul over that which builds your personality self. Well, finally, Jane asks, why is it so important for me to use my free will to back my growth in consciousness? And here she's talking about the exercise of that will. You have been given free will to choose how you live your life. This is your life. You've been given infinite opportunities and possibilities. And the question that I'm asking myself right here and right now is, what am I doing with that free will? What are you doing with your free will each day to choose how you live your life and where you live it from? Are you living it from an expanding awareness and expanding consciousness? Or are you just focusing down on what I need mine and what I think and what I want and all those old things that you've already outgrown? You've outgrown those things. Those things are part of your old evolutionary state. You wouldn't go back and be an amoeba, would you? Well, going back to be selfish and focused on your personality is just as ridiculous. Right here, you can make the decision that you're living from a new place. And she says, observe your everyday activities and make wise choices for your soul's advancement in consciousness. So as you observe your choices, perhaps when you're driving in the car, not turning on the radio, but taking a spiritual thought, maybe the prescription for spiritual alignment, if you know that one by heart, or some I am that I am, some statement like that, and just feeling your way into the quietness of your consciousness rather than filling it up with so many things. And then she says, because you know consciousness is really all there is. All these things out here in the outer world are just the fruits of consciousness. They're the effects of consciousness. But consciousness is the cause. And consciousness is really all there is. Well, she leaves us with this thought. Through daily meditation, observation, and journaling, you are able to become more consciously aware. Through daily meditation, observation, and journaling. Meditation is just quieting your mind, quieting your thoughts, quieting your awareness, and experiencing yourself as just being, experiencing your consciousness on the level of being. Take 5 minutes a day, but it's more important to do it every day for 5 minutes than to do it every so often for a longer period of time. Then you can build in consciousness. Then she says to use observation, and that is the observer self that I talked about, that part of you that's always there and humming in the background, looking at, watching the feelings, the emotions, the actions, and without judgment, without self-condemnation, just noticing and letting these things rise and fall. And when there's something it really feels like it's got a punch to it, it's got some juice to it, you can then go in and journal. And that's the third thing she mentioned, journaling these things out. Now, in the book Spiritual Power Tools, there are 5 questions in the journaling chapter that you can use to get to the root of what your feelings are, what your thoughts are, and what's really going on with you. And so you use your observer self to find these little gems, these little nuggets, and then you mine them with your journaling. And so you are becoming more and more consciously aware. Well, will you join me right now to just take a moment and allow yourself to entertain the awareness of your being? So close your eyes and allow yourself to become quiet. Still your thoughts and notice your breathing. Allow your feelings to gently and naturally settle down. Become aware of your body and then let it go. You are consciousness. I am consciousness. I am consciousness actively expressing. I am not my thoughts. I am consciousness. I am not my feelings. I am my being, being conscious. I am not my physical body. I am my conscious awareness. And I rest for a moment. Still my mind. Quiet my feelings. And I rest in being. I am consciousness. I am my being, being consciousness. And as I bring my energy and my awareness back to the physical presence, the physical consciousness, I become aware of where I am. And with a spirit of gratitude, I move forward. Centered in being, centered in my consciousness. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Well, I invite each of you to come on Thursday night at 7 o'clock to become a part of our self-study lesson support group. This is our question and answer session in which we go a little deeper, and we get a chance to express ourselves as well. So that's at 7 Eastern on Zoom, and the link is in the chat room. Also, the Center for Enlightenment is supported by your donations, and that link is also in the chat room. So thank you for making it possible for us to continue to do this work. And we're all going to go into this week with a new awareness of the who that we are and the consciousness that we are evolving. So thank you for sharing your energy and your light with us this morning. And we'll see you Thursday or next Sunday. Bye for now.